for another Studio 48 podcast. I am Sarah Maddock, here with my partners Jeffrey Post and Todd Waller.
Hey, too. Sarah.
Hey there.
Hello.
And we know that it's been a minute. There's been a little gap in our production schedule here. We've been pretty busy, I would say.
A little bit. Sarah, you were given an award recently, too, actually, or at least nominated by Berkshire Hathaway, the state of Michigan, right?
Well, both Jeffrey and I actually were... number 1, 2, and 3. Ask us later how that's possible. But for the last couple of quarters in the state of Michigan, among other Berkshire Hathaway Network agents. So that's a big accomplishment, I would say.
It's a big accomplishment.
Especially in our little town, you know? Ann Arbor isn't the biggest town in Michigan, and so I'm pretty proud of our work here. Thanks to our clients, obviously. And Todd, you also have
bigger than that. No, yeah. I'm going to...
Absolutely.
I get to say it. He's Realtor of the Year.
Woo! Thank you. Yeah, but let's call it Roddy. Roddy. And let's not skip past it too quickly either. You guys have been rocking and rolling this year, and that's reflected in the Berkshire Network recognizing that. So that's pretty solid. That's also part of the reason for a little bit of the delay since our last publication here.
That's right. And now we are in November, amazingly. Jeffrey just mentioned that it's only 2 weeks to Thanksgiving. I can't believe it. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of folks out there in real estate land, buyers, sellers, and in between, are, you know, of the mind that we've just stopped working now, that we're done and there's nothing going to happen between now and spring. And we just wanted to come on and tell you that that is not necessarily the case, right, Jeffrey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is so not the case. I had a conversation the other day with a client, and I reminded them that fall is our second best market.
Mm-hmm.
It is our second best market. There is new inventory. And did we not see right after Labor Day, like before Labor Day, kind of crickets?
Yep.
Right after Labor Day, boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Listings were coming out. That only runs so far down the runway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I use this phrase... The closer we get to Black Friday, the closer we get to what I call steals and deals in real estate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which are the people going, I don't want to still have this property through the winter.
Right.
Let's do another price reduction. Right. Let's see, what do we need to do to our marketing, or what do we need to do to the property to get it sold before the snow really starts falling and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are still transactions. Mm-hmm. There are still listings. Mm-hmm. Not as many. And between Thanksgiving and Christmas, wouldn't you guys say that will really slow down?
Oh, yeah.
Because buyers' focus is on family.
Yep.
It's focused on holiday. It's focused on some travel.
Yep.
So why put all your efforts out at that time of year when you're going to get so many more buyers looking at your property? Or if your buyer have more inventory to look at in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's also a thought process too, like the corollary or the opposite of what you just talked about there, Jeffrey, is for buyers coming into the market right now, they like the sellers don't want to be in the market usually. Usually it's a relocation or something's happened dramatically in the life of a homeowner that says, I either need to move, I need to sell, or I need to buy right now. Mm-hmm. But purchasers that are walking into the market right now, right before Thanksgiving and through Thanksgiving and New Year's, they're going to have a decrease in the amount of competition for homes to consider. So of the inventory that's out there, there are not as many buyers staring at those particular properties, which, given the last, 3 years? That's not a bad place to be necessarily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your pickings are slim, and you're not going to see a whole bunch of new listings that come to the market at that point. But for those buyers that are in the marketplace, those new listings that are coming to the market, they're going to be pretty good listings for you to consider as well. Because why? No one likes moving in the wintertime. So if the home is coming on the market somewhere close to Thanksgiving or between Thanksgiving and New Year's, that seller has to move as well. Or there's something that precipitates them saying, I gotta sell this now.
Right. So what I hear you guys saying, and I think it's true, is that generally between now, so let's say, you know, mid-November through, honestly, in our market, through February, for sure. So a good solid 4 months there, basically, is that we've got sellers who really need to sell and buyers who really need to buy, yep. and not many of either. But when they come together, it can really work out for everybody. And yeah. I think that's important. You know, why don't we like to sell in winter? Well, I mean, for one thing,
it's cold.
Well, of course it's cold. And also it makes it hard to inspect a home, yes. right? Yes. You can't, mm-hmm. when we are walking around showing properties at other times of year, you know, while we're not inspectors or roofers, you know, we can look at a roof and go, guys, I see missing shingles. I see curling shingles. Right, I see that right. this house is probably at, or this roof is at the end of its life. How do you see that when there's 6 inches of snow on the roof? How do you see what's in the yard?
Are we getting 6 inches of snow?
Don't say that. I'm okay. sorry to say the S word on this podcast, but I feel like Shame it's worth me. Mentioning. I sold a house years ago, and forgive me if I've mentioned it on this podcast, but I sold a house years ago in the winter, was my buyer. And of course, it was a lot of snow on the ground. We couldn't really inspect the grounds. When the snow melted, finally, that spring, they told me they had found, like, it's so gross, but literally hundreds and hundreds of cigarette butts
over
the yard.
Yikes. Oh.
Because the owners thankfully didn't smoke in the house.
Yeah.
But they never picked up after themselves. Man. And you're just thinking, oh my Lord. Like, smoke this is one of those things, you know, that you can't really know until spring. So, I mean, but there are some situations like that. I'm sure you've run into it as well.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
One thing though, if you're a buyer coming into the market, one thing I would say is, take advantage of your time and get to know the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Nothing prevents you. There might not be a lot of inventory to actually physically go into a house. And you might not be looking at property with oak trees full of leaves sure. and that sort of thing. But at the same time, you can go into neighborhoods and see, oh, well, when the leaves are off, I'm really yeah. close to that house behind me.
Yep.
I'm not sure that's going to be the right fit for me.
Yep.
Or just driving around the neighborhoods. What's your commute? Where are you going to be working? How far am I from the grocery store or the hospital mm-hmm. or the school and that sort of thing? You can do a lot of that homework because we see a lot of buyers yep. coming in mm-hmm. who are kind of like, I don't really know the neighborhood so well.
Yep.
Well, here's your chance.
Yep. And two, it also needs to be said, with the time change and us getting into the wintertime here, your daylight hours are thinner, let's just say.
Yeah.
We're
chasing the sun, I tell people.
Literally chasing the sun out here right now. So there's another reason why showing homes in the wintertime is not preferred necessarily. Mm-hmm. There's only so many hours in a day that you can actually see the home in the daylight. Mm-hmm. How many times have we gone out and shown a home at 6, 7:30 at night in the summertime? Yay, the sun's still out. Yeah. You get to watch the beautiful sunset. 6:30, 7 o'clock in the wintertime, it's dark.
Well, the good news, though, is that because the market is, I think, a little bit more normalized right now yes. during this season, a buyer may actually have the opportunity to return to the house, you know, a couple days later. There's a concept
yep.
in a different time of day to see that. But how often have you had an open house that was blizzarded out?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, it just takes longer, right? It just mm-hmm. takes a little longer to sell yeah. at this time of year. And I think that's to be expected. And if mm-hmm. it is expected, then that makes it less stressful for everybody involved, for the seller, especially for us as agents. And, you know, we've come off of a market over the last, year or two, where anything more than 3 or 4 days on the market was a shockingly long time,
right.
you know, and I think we'll get back this winter to being something like 2 to 3 weeks, just
yep.
long enough to make you a little bit nervous.
Yep.
And then to find the, you know, the happy spot where there's that buyer who needs to move and they are looking for just your
property. I was talking with a client the other day, and this is more for sellers who might have their home on the market right now, but always to think about with daylight savings is the two key things I always tell people are clean windows and light bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And because we're going to go into a period where come 5:30, 6 o'clock, especially as we get into December, it's going to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Flat out dark.
Yep.
Make sure all of your fixtures have the maximum wattage
yep.
that the fixture allows, not the maximum you can buy at the store.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a 200 watt bulb.
A miniature sun inside your
yeah.
house.
Yeah, you don't want to blind them coming in. But chances are, if somebody's going to do a showing
yeah.
after work,
yeah, yeah.
after work's going to be dark.
Right. Yep, yep.
Right.
So, and the other thing that I mentioned too is finding places around your home, especially on the outside, for motion sensor lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just people there might not be snow on the ground, and they might be coming to see your house, and they might be walking around the yard, and you want to just illuminate it. You want kind of the comfort of safety and that sort of thing.
Well, but, and that's something our sellers should do all year round when they know there are showings. Mm-hmm. Set the house up, you know, turn all the lights on. And one thing that I know that you all do, because I've covered for you and you've done the same for me, is when we have listings where there's an absent seller, it's really important to have, in my opinion, a full service agent who's willing to take that extra step and go over there and actually turn on the lights and make sure everything's 100%. Pretty and spruced up. And that, by the way, in the winter, that the walk is shoveled. Yep. I mean, last thing you want is somebody to slip and fall. I have known many agents who've slipped and fallen in the winter and hurt themselves just because that's what we're doing. Sometimes we're going up to these vacant. I keep a shovel in
they
my fall? Trunk.
Fall? Yeah.
Fall. Who had fallen?
They slipped and falled.
Okay. Well, we'll cut that out of the podcast.
Not at all. Not at all.
But you get my point. Yes. I mean, these are just the hazards of that. But I think it's an important thing that we do as a full service agent is to really spruce the house up and get ready for a sale in the winter and otherwise, but especially in the wintertime.
And another recommendation specifically for the wintertime too, I don't know if you're familiar with Michigan weather, but we're not sunny all the time throughout the winter. And so even if you do have a showing during daylight hours, high recommendation for you is to yank those screens off your windows. You'll get another 25-30% of that sunlight or that natural light coming into the house. You're not opening the window anyway to let the winter breeze blow through your home. So pull the screens out. You're not keeping any insects out, and it'll allow more of that natural light just to kind of flow right on in for those daytime showings. It's not a bad move.
What do you guys think about holiday decorations? Because I've seen it kind of work against and for a seller. I've had buyers who did not celebrate Christmas who were more or less irritated by the extreme over-decorating, or in their opinion, over-decorating with Christmas decorations, you know, in a house they were trying to view. And I've also had buyers who were delighted by it and thought it was wonderful. But what is your opinion overall?
I've got some friends that go all out for fill-in-the-blank holiday. It could be Christmas, it could be Thanksgiving, they're just bonkers.
They have like turkeys running around the dining room, or how does that work?
If they could.
Like,
often.
Yeah. If they could, right.
I got it.
But like they go absolutely bonkers because that's how they like to celebrate that particular holiday.
Sure.
Christmas obviously being one of the larger ones. I've also seen folks go absolutely bonkers for Halloween. You know what? It's six to one, half dozen the other. If somebody is living in that home and they've decorated on how they like to live, I think purchasers should also keep that in mind. Sellers, however, should also be mindful that the harder you go on your celebrating, your decorating, the more likely you are to, I don't want to say offend, that's probably the wrong way to put it, but turn somebody off.
See, to me, it's just visually clutter.
Yes.
It's visual clutter.
I think it's a distraction.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think it's only a distraction, and you can think about this on the inside too, in a room in your house with too much furniture. It's a distraction. The exterior of your house, I love Christmas lights. I love, or holiday lights. Right. I should just say holiday lights in general.
More and more holiday lights, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
And I like that. And tastefully done where it's not overdone doesn't get in the way of you just appreciating the house and the setting and the trees around it and that sort of thing. You know, I would say maybe you want to cut back on the inflatables.
Come on.
Jeffrey, are you putting inflatables inside the house? Hold on a second.
No. I mean, for some reason this year at Halloween, I saw more ginormous inflatable ghosts, Frankenstein, spiders.
I love them. I want some. Maybe we should get a giant inflatable for sale sign.
Oh, there
Studio
you go.
Studio 48 for sale sign. Berkshire Hathaway.
Yes.
Presents only it's 12 feet tall.
That I would sign up for.
And sings a tune when you come down the driveway.
You've seen the 12 foot tall like skeletons. We have them holding the sign.
Yeah.
Anyway. thank you all for joining us. I hope this answers some of your questions or just gives you some insight as to how realtors think about marketing and selling homes over winter in Michigan and over the holidays in particular. We would love to answer your questions more specific to your house. And if you want a giant inflatable for sale sign, you know, stay tuned.
We'll make it happen.
We'll figure it out.
Thank you so much. We're signing off. This is Studio 48. Sarah.
Todd.
Jeffrey.